Today for our children's time, we're gonna have a little story time. Knowing that not all of you may have heard the story of the Lorax, so we're gonna share that with you today. But we do have our family Faithline challenge this week. Because it was Earth Day this week, we challenged our kids to do something with their family to help take care of our Earth. We had kids recycling. We had kids planting succulents in recycled glass containers instead of plastic. We had kids helping recycle cardboard for community organizations. We had beautiful drawings submitted. Our kids were very excited to think about ways that they can help take care of our Earth. So our winner this week is the Dixon family. How about that? All right, so check your prize for that or your mail for that. And here we go with the Lorax. At the far end of town, where the grickle grass grows, and the wind smells slow and sour when it blows, and no birds ever sing except the old crows, is the street of the lifted Lorax. And deep in the grickle grass, some people say, if you look deep enough, you can still see today where the Lorax once stood just as long as it could before somebody lifted the Lorax away. What was the Lorax, and why is it there? And why was it lifted and taken somewhere from the far end of town where the grickle grass grows? Ask the old Onceler. He knows. You won't see the Onceler. Don't knock on his door. He stays in his lurkum on top of his store. He lurks in his lurkum, cold under the roof, where he makes his own clothes out of miff muffler moof. And on special dank midnights in August, he peeks out of his shutters. And sometimes he speaks and tells how the Lorax was lifted away. He'll tell you, perhaps, if you're willing to pay. Way back in the days when the grass was still green and the pond was still wet and the clouds were still clean and the song of the Swami swans rang out in space, one morning I came to this glorious place. And at first I saw trees, those truffula trees, the bright colored tufts of the truffula trees, mile after mile in the fresh morning breeze. And under the trees I saw brown barbalutes frisking about in their barbalut suits as they played in the shade and ate truffula fruits. From the rupulous pond came the comfortable sound of the humming fish humming while splashing around. But those trees, those truffula trees, all my life I'd been searching for trees such as these. The touch of their tufts was much softer than silk, and they had the sweet smell of fresh butterfly milk. I felt a great leaping of joy in my heart. I knew just what I'd do. I unloaded my cart. And in no time at all, I had built a small shop. Then I chopped down a truffula tree with one chop. And with great skillful skill and with great speedy speed, I took the soft tuft and I knitted a thneed. The instant I'd finished, I heard a gazump. I looked, and I saw something pop out of a stump of the tree that I'd chopped down. It was sort of a man. Describe him? That's hard. I don't know if I can. He was shortish and oddish and brownish and mossy, and he spoke with a voice that was sharpish and bossy. "Mister," he said with a sawdusty sneeze, "I am the Lorax. I speak for the trees. I speak for the trees have no tongues. And I'm asking you, sir, at the top of my lungs." He was very upset as he shouted and puffed, "What is that thing you've made out of my truffula tuft?" "Look, Lorax," I said, "there's no cause for alarm. I chopped just one tree and I'm doing no harm. I'm being quite useful. This thing is a thneed. A thneed, a fine something that all people need. It's a shirt, it's a sock, it's a glove, it's a hat. But it has other uses, yes, far beyond that. You can use it for carpets, for pillows, for sheets, or curtains, or covers, for bicycle seats." The Lorax said, "Sir, you are crazy with greed. There is no one on earth who would buy that fool thneed." But the very next minute, I proved he was wrong. For just at that minute, a chap came along, and he thought that the thneed I had knitted was great. He bought it happily for $3.98. I laughed at the Lorax, "You poor stupid guy. You never can tell what some people will buy." "I repeat," cried the Lorax, "I speak for the trees." "I'm busy," I told him. "Shut up, if you please." I rushed across the room and in no time at all, built a radio phone. I put in a quick call. I called all my brothers and uncles and aunts, and I said, "Listen here, here's a wonderful chance for the whole Wunstler family to get mighty rich. Get over here fast, take the road to North Nitch. Turn left at Weehawken, sharp right at South Stitch." And in no time at all, in the factory I built, the whole Wunstler family was working full tilt. We were all knitting thneeds, just as busy as bees, to the sound of the chopping of truffula trees. Then, oh baby, oh, how my business did grow. Now chopping one tree at a time was too slow. So I quickly invented my super axe hacker, which whacked off 4 truffula trees at one smacker. We were making thneeds 4 times as fast as before. And that Lorax, he didn't show up anymore. But the next week he knocked on my new office door. He snapped, "I am the Lorax who speaks for the trees, which you seem to be chopping as fast as you please. But I'm also in charge of the brown barbalutes who played in the shade in their barbalut suits and happily lived eating truffula fruits. Now, thanks to your hacking my trees to the ground, there's not enough truffula fruit to go around. And my poor barbalutes are getting the crummies because they have no gas, no food in their tummies. They loved living here, but I can't let them stay. They'll have to find food, and I hope that they may. Good luck, boys," he cried, and he sent them away. I, the Wunstler, felt sad as I watched them grow. But business is business, and my business must grow, regardless of crummies and tummies, you know. I meant no harm, I most truly did not, but I had to grow bigger, so bigger I got. I biggered my factory, I biggered my roads, I biggered my wagons, I biggered the loads of thneeds I shipped out. I was shipping them forth to the south, to the east, to the west, to the north. I went right on biggering, selling more thneeds, and I biggered my money, which everyone needs. And then I got mad. I got terribly mad. I yelled at that Lorax, "Now listen here, Dad. All you do is yappity-yap and say bad, 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 bad. Well, I have my rights, sir, and I'm telling you, I intend to go on doing just what I do. And for your information, you Lorax, I'm figuring on biggering and biggering and biggering and biggering, turning more truffula trees into thneeds, which everyone, everyone, everyone needs. And at that very moment, we heard a loud thwack. From outside the field came a sickening smack of the axe on a tree. Then we heard that tree fall, the very last truffula tree of them all. No more trees, no more thneeds, no more work to be done. So in no time, my uncles and aunts, everyone, all waved me goodbye. They jumped into my cars and drove away under the smoke-smuggered stars. Now all that was left, need the bad-smelling sky, was my big empty factory, the Lorax and I. The Lorax said nothing, just gave me a glance. Just gave me a very sad, sad backward glance as he lifted himself by the seat of his pants. I'll never forget the grim look on his face when he heisted himself and took leave of this place through a hole in the smog without leaving a trace. And all that the Lorax left here in this mess was a small pile of rocks with one word, unless. Whatever that meant, well, I just couldn't guess. That was long, long ago, but each day since that day, I've sat here and worried away. Through the years, while my buildings have fallen apart, I've worried about it with all of my heart. But now, says the Onceler, now that you're here, the word of the Lorax seems perfectly clear. Unless someone like you cares a whole awful lot, nothing is going to get better. It's not. So, catch, calls the Onceler, and he lets something fall. It's a truffula seed. It's the last one of all. You're in charge of the last of the truffula seeds, and the truffula trees are what everyone needs. Plant a new truffula, treat it with care, give it clean water and feed it fresh air, grow a forest and protect it from axes that hack. Then the Lorax and all of his friends may come back. Unless, that's our word for today, friends. Unless someone like you cares a whole awful lot, things will not get better. They won't. Unless our children learn the lessons of the Lorax, unless we as a family work together to help take care of our earth that God has put into our hands, friends.